Welcome, everybody, to the Tummy Whisperer podcast. We're on episode number 7. Today's Tuesday. But this has been the fastest July, I feel like, ever. How hot are you in Florida?
We have a heat advisory warning. Anywhere you go in Florida right now, it is brutally warm.
Yeah. Stay inside. Keep the dogs inside. Keep everybody hydrated. But anyway, I'm so excited to be here today because we are coming in on the dovetail of Janine's journey. So last week, we talked about your step into my process about how I work. And we did this because, unfortunately, you weren't feeling well. You were unwell. For people who are just tuning in, Janine was having some issues, some health issues, landed her in urgent care. Who knew that food was at the root of it? But she is here to say it's 5 weeks removed from urgent care, and she hasn't had really any kind of episode as to why she went to urgent care. So we started with the diet, looked at what she was eating. Her symptoms were severe, dizziness, almost fainting by herself. Her husband was out of town, just her and the dogs, scared. And they're offering medications and running tests and blood work and not really seeing much of anything. The place to always start when the doctors don't know, or even when they think they know, is with food. What's going into the mouth? How is it affecting your body on a chemical level? That's what I love doing. Obviously, there's so much more involved with health. You know, there's the emotional component. There's the physical component, you know, how the body is aligned. If it's not aligned, what pressure it's causing on the nervous system, causing dysregulation on another level. And of course, emotional stresses, which happen when you get physical stresses because you feel like shit and you feel scared. And then there you are stuck in this emotional feedback loop, not to mention the structural stresses. So my job as a digestive health specialist is to really help people untangle some of this food chemistry and see if some of these foods that they're eating are causing any one of their crazy ass symptoms. And I've heard it all. I'm in practice 20 years now. So I've heard everything from crazy neurological symptoms, undiagnosed, to massive diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, crazy constipation, skin rashes, eczema, psoriasis, all kinds of hives, hormonal dysregulation, poor sleep, crazy cravings, acne. I don't know. The list just goes on. So those, again, all related to what goes in, how your body digests what you're eating. Can your body absorb the nutrients from what you're eating and get rid of the waste on a cellular level? That's it, guys. That's the key to good health. So Janine, I'm super excited to hear you started on your enzymes. So let me back up. We went through Janine's consultation, took out some gluten and some preservatives. She didn't know. So I thought, let's start there because her dizzy symptoms and the almost fainting symptoms are a sign of high histamine.
And if I can drink, Renee, an organic oat milk blueberry smoothie, anyone can do it.
That looks delicious. Tell everybody what's in there. I know you said oat milk. What else?
So there's organic plant protein, blueberries, and oat milk, and a little bit of banana. And just, I have embraced this new gluten-free way of living. It's not a diet. It's really a way of living.
It's not a diet. It's a way of living. When we went through Janine's consultation, we took out, for those of you that are tuning in again, you guys heard last week or last time Janine and I talked, she had a lot of gluten in her diet. She's Italian. She didn't know. So we switched to the gluten-free swap outs. She wasn't hesitant at all, at least not till she got sick. We changed to cereals, the muffins, the sandwich bread, the toast, all the stuff. From severe symptoms to now gluten-free, she dove in beautifully, head first, wanting to do it. And everything she ate, she liked because I was recommending the good stuff. Believe me, I've had the stuff that tastes like your dining room table, okay? You don't want to eat that. All the good stuff is what I recommended. Has there been anything that I recommended that you're, I don't know, or does it seem pretty decent for the most part?
No, that Canyon bread is probably my favorite.
For sure. Canyon Bakehouse.
Those gluten-free blueberry zucchini muffins from Target are like my go-to, my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think Canyon Bakehouse should give me some royalties because
we're getting them on as a sponsor.
Yeah, we're going to need to. Canyon Bakehouse. Are you guys
Canyon
here?
Bakehouse. So here? Good.
But yeah, so going from you changing the diet, feeling better within just a few days, feeling much better within a week, and then we run your urinalysis test. So guys, what I do is I run what's called a 24-hour integrated urinalysis test. It shows me many things. It shows me how you are digesting your food, namely fats, carbs, and proteins. That's the first order of business. Are you digesting what you're putting in? Secondly, it's going to show me if you have any deficiencies like calcium, magnesium, vitamin C. And that's not about putting more of those things in. Oh, you're calcium deficient, put that in. You're magnesium deficient, put that in. Not necessarily, not so fast. It's about digesting your food better. So if you're calcium deficient or vitamin C deficient, it could be that you're not digesting your protein very well. Why aren't we digesting our protein very well? Many reasons. One, we may not be making enough stomach acid. Two, we may be eating inflammatory foods that are actually putting a wetsuit around our cells and causing a malabsorption. Three, there's both at large. Eating something that you're not breaking down, something inflammatory, puts more stress on the digestive system, and then the digestive system cannot fire on all cylinders. So from there, we start to slowly creep down what our digestive system can do. And over time, we start to develop our symptoms. And my mentor, Dr. Loomis, spells symptoms with a dollar sign for the S and a dollar sign for the S at the end, because those symptoms are what makes the medical industry pretty wealthy. Chasing symptoms. That's what Western medicine does. I'm not, again, here to slam Western medicine. They just, we don't know what to do because their drugs and surgery aren't the nutritional fix. And I'm not saying nutrition is the fix for everybody. When you need surgery and drugs, thank God that Western medicine does what they do. Hell yeah, right? There is no broccoli stock on the world's going to fix a broken leg, right? Not going to happen.
Point taken.
However, if you are susceptible to bone stuff, for instance, hip fractures, it's not, people think that they break their hip falling down the stairs when the opposite is true. Actually, your hip is weak and it does break and then you fall down the stairs. We're looking at, again, nutrient deficiencies. And how do we get nutrient deficiencies? From poor digestion. How do we get poor digestion? Eating inflammatory food. So we went through Janine's urinalysis test. We found some deficiencies where she wasn't digesting her carbs very well. A little bit of fat, a little bit of protein.
This is amazing. I think we need to, I just want to explain to people that are watching this right now that I've never done anything like that. When you told me to pee in a jug and keep it in my refrigerator for 24 hours, I'm like, there is no way. I'm like, this is not happening. But I did it.
Well,
and you have to count the number of milliliters that you, because that in itself, the volume of what you actually pee in a 24-hour basis is pretty interesting in itself too. Then you ship it to this specific laboratory. There's one in the entire United States that does
two.
Same company though, right?
One in Springfield, one in North Carolina.
And it's very unique, specific, got the results back, and it explains a lot. It explains a lot why I was feeling so terrible.
Again, if we draw it back to just looking at how your body's digesting food, a simple overlooked fact, right? Digestion is assumed. We assume that what we eat is going to make it from the mouth to the south without a hiccup. Not true. It relies on good digested food. Chewing, just the act of chewing starts to liberate enzymes from under the tongue, amylase, to start to break down those carbohydrates. Pre-digestion, nobody chews their food. That's one of my questions on my questionnaire. I ask people, how do you think you are chewing their food? And they're like, yeah, I eat too fast, or I don't even think about it. Or it's one of those things. If you're trying to digest hunks of food, guess what? You're swallowing marbles. You think your body can digest marbles? No way. So there's a visual for everybody. So on your test, we saw your inability to break down some of your foods, a little bit of deficiency and a little bit of overgrowth. Basically not a bad looking test. But again, my point is when you have an orchestra and you have one violin out of tune, eeks, it's going to make the whole thing feel like nails on a chalkboard. The same goes for digestion. You've got one little thing that you can't break down. That's going to cause that ripple effect in the rest of your orchestra, in the rest of your body. Make sense?
Makes total sense. And people don't realize that digestion starts in the mouth. Like, you're starting to break down food. So if you're not cognizant of what you're actually putting into your body. Hence, I was putting the wrong things in my system.
You didn't know.
Right. I didn't know. Thank you, America, for their wonderful FDA, which everyone seems to think.
I have my own acronym for them.
What, for the FDA?
But here's the thing.
I love it.
You don't even know. People don't know. They don't really put two and two together. And that's okay. It's not wrong not to know. It's great to be enlightened. And again, what my offering is not for everybody, but it's for people who maybe haven't tried it yet to see why their blood pressure is out of control, why they need blood pressure medication or antidiarrheal medication or constipation medication or acid reflux medication or thyroid medication. We could just do a whole thing on thyroid as it is. Gluten is one of the biggest offenders for the thyroid. How does a thyroid get antibodies and attack itself? It doesn't attack itself. It's responding to food. Gluten and dairy and soy are the 2 to 3 biggest bitch slaps to the thyroid. So when I see my clients who are on thyroid medication, they're still eating gluten, we have to help them. And let me backtrack. We got your test results back. I sent you out one bottle of digestive enzymes, very specific to what you needed. You started on them and you go ahead and just take it from here. Cause I love getting text messages with I'm pooping bad.
Yeah, I'm all about poop. All about poop. You know what? I'm down the rabbit hole. So I've read and I've researched what happens actually when you detox from gluten. And on top of that, not only am I detoxing from gluten, but I'm putting back the enzymes that you're giving me to properly digest and absorb things that I was not getting. So I'm doing double duty at the same time. And I will say I've noticed a lot of things.
What?
MacGyver noticed a little bit of like bad breath. And I noticed that when you detox from gluten, that's a symptom.
Correct.
And I've noticed I'm sleeping better, definitely from the enzymes and from no gluten. I'm definitely moving the bowels more regularly. Regularly. And I don't know why, but I am.
Because you're digesting your food better. And the back part of why you're sleeping better is because remember, gluten is a high histamine and histamine affects the neurochemistry, right? It affects the neurotransmitters and can affect sleep. So now that you have the gluten out, that's going to definitely affect the sleep in a better way. Plus, digestion is another thing that greatly affects the adrenals via sleep, right? So you're now digesting your food better, which is another second way to help your adrenal glands and help you with better sleep, which is why you're sleeping better. So you remove some of that crazy wiring of histamine, and now you're back on track. So
this is an interesting for William. Check out the ingredients in Praxis.
Oh yeah, that I did respond to that, and yeah, that is like when I looked at it last week, it was like an enzyme probiotic, and it's something that may be helpful. I'm always leery about people ordering supplements from Amazon if they're not sure what they need. I've had many of my clients come to me like, I've taken enzymes before and it hurt my stomach. Hey, if somebody has a digestive lining that's really compromised, you don't want to be putting in a lot of high level protease and hydrochloric acids and things like that's going to affect the digestive lining. And that could definitely affect somebody and make them feel horrible. Starting with starter enzymes or maybe enzymes you thought protease, or of course, just running through the urine test because it points me right in the right direction of what you need. Again, definitely not anything that people should navigate themselves without at least a conversation. You wouldn't give yourself your own medications, right? You need to know a little bit of background or what's okay. So
that's fascinating. And if you now I'm looking at labels more so than ever, because
yes,
at first I'm like, when you first start looking at label me, I'm not going to speak for everyone. When I first started looking at labels, I was looking for carbs and fat food. Now I'm
right.
And yeah. Calories. Now I'm looking for, can I pronounce it? What is it? Where it's a different mindset.
Again, I think that people really need to do the few steps they need in order to get what they need. So I'm super excited to hear how you're feeling, that your sleep is better. Any difference? I asked you this earlier. What about cravings? Do you feel like cravings have changed a bit for you on any level?
Totally. I don't want to put anything with gluten or dairy in my system. And I just don't want to do it. It's not even, I might have a little bit. No, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You were sick enough and you were scared enough. And now you're seeing how great you feel. Who wants to go back to that?
I feel so, Renee, I got to tell you, I feel so much better. I'm less foggy. I'm more clear. I'm able, granted, I need to start exercising. So a friend of mine is actually here in the studio. We just recorded her trailer for her podcast. And she teaches a yoga class in the mornings. So I'll be attending it at 6:30 a.m. But it's important to get your body moving.
And that's another thing to be aware of. I think, and I mentioned this to you, some people are exercise intolerant. They don't have enough energy to actually move because they're not digesting their food properly. So there's no resources for them to actually get up and go. If you're not, how do we get our energy? We get it from our food. That's the only way to get energy. Or drugs, and that's false. But we get our energy from our food. And if we're not breaking down our food properly, we're not going to have the energy. And if we don't have energy, all you have is enough energy to get out of bed and maybe make it to the studio. You don't have time for exercise or the resources for exercise. It's like trying to build a house without bricks. You can't do it. But now that your body has resources, right? You have enough available protein on board. You have enough available carbohydrate because you're digesting it. Enough available fat. Your brain's, I think I can use some of this energy now for moving. So you're actually right on time. Good job, girl.
I'm blown away, honestly. This has been such an eye-opening experience. If anyone is out there and they're struggling with so many things, you don't know why you don't feel well, you're experiencing so much. Yes, doctors are important, right? However,
absolutely. However, they're not.
Doctors are important, but honestly, I was at rock bottom. There's no doubt about it. I could not, for me to faint and have a bout with vertigo, I'm like, great. This happened when I got up out of bed. But what if this happened when I was driving my car, which has happened before.
I don't think about stuff like that when I'm on the road and I make sure I have plenty of distance between me and the person in front of me and me and the person behind me and me and the person next to me.
Yeah. So,
something else to think about, guys, when you're driving, don't, you know, take your road rage and get rid of it. Just let the person in front of you, let them pass, let them go, leave your house in enough time to get to where you need to go and chill. In fact, my stepdaughter told me she wants to get her driver's license. So, you know, take her in the car at a huge parking lot before she leaves. She's here for a visit and let her kind of get comfortable with that. But I'm going to give her some good download. Let assholes pass you. People will honk at you for making a right turn. You know, you have to slow down to make a right turn. You can't take it at 90 miles an hour and people will honk. Let them honk, let them pass.
And think of all the people that have seizures that are driving or go faint and start.
I had my old colleague of mine, his wife was hit by somebody who had a medical, he had a seizure and she ended up in the hospital. She's fine now, but concussion and it was a slow moving hit, but it was her neighbor and an old guy just creamed into her. So yeah, you got to really be careful and take your time out there. And that's why that's important. Jeanine, part of your brain fog has to do with gluten. One of the things that gluten does is it causes brain fog because gluten stays on the brain for months. So getting rid of it is helping the brain fog. And it's going to be that you're going to even be clearer and clearer as you clear more of it off. But the detox seems okay, reasonable for you.
Little moody, I'm not going to lie. A little moody. And it says on there like, little moody, little bit of depression. My body is depleted from an enzyme or a protein in gluten, amongst other things that I was eating with chemicals. So it's not just, it's gluten amongst other chemicals that I was consuming for my whole life and not even really thinking about it. So I've read, and I've been going down the rabbit hole with this too, because I want to know, I'm very much into why am I feeling like this? What's going on with the body? What's the process? And a lot of studies that I've been reading have been saying gluten detox is real. And when people go through it, definitely real. It's like not eating carbs and going through ketosis and having
exactly
similar like detox.
Exactly.
So when you go through that, a lot of times people won't make it and they'll go eat something with gluten. And of course, they're going to feel better when they eat gluten. But what's going to happen is if you experience headaches because you're withdrawing and you're detoxing from gluten, if you eat something with gluten, you might feel better, but your headache might get worse because your body, your
You got to push through it. The only way to the end of the fire is through it. You can't go around and you can't go over it. You have to go through it. And some people, I would say for what you're experiencing, and that's probably the most severe. Most of my clients that come off it don't get much. So you definitely are having something more severe, but it's manageable. A little headache, a little moody, a little, as Judy used to say, a little moody, a little sassy. But that's short-lived. It's little, a week tops. Keep yourself hydrated. Keep the joy in what you're eating. Love what you're eating, knowing that you're
nourished. That's the key. I look forward to eating these gluten-free things. I'm buying vegetable plates and eating that instead of eating a bag of chips. There's things that you can do that once you start eating well, you actually start feeling better. And when I hit rock bottom, I'm the heaviest I've ever been. And I felt the worst I've ever been. And at 21 years old, this is not normal. And I saw myself going down a path like both my parents did, which is just a path of really unhealthy living and just not a great quality of life.
And would you say overall, generally, you're just feeling, you're feeling better generally, but like energy wise, sleep wise, cravings wise, things are going back online, would you say?
100%. 100%. I feel so much better. It's hard to explain until you go through it, but the people that mindlessly eat things and you're not paying attention to what's in it, you wouldn't notice it until you stop doing it.
Hey, how many times I'm working with a client, and it goes one of two ways. They either go like you, they pull the trigger and they're like, this is great and I'm feeling better, or it's 2-3 appointments in, they're like, it's like a mindset. They're afraid to do it. They don't want to do it. They don't think they have a gluten issue. And then we don't know how they're going to feel until they actually make the effort. I'm thinking about a client yesterday who said he was going to take the gluten out and then said, I'm afraid if I take the gluten out, I know with the rice bread that you recommended, and now there's a lot of carbs in rice. I hear all the excuses all the time. I'm like, you're doing damage to your body by eating the gluten, probably. You're not damaging your body as much the rice bread, and you're going to have the enzyme to break the carbohydrates down. So I have to break it down.
That is hilarious, Renee. People are that dumb. And I'm not saying that your client's dumb, but I'm just saying people in general are dumb. And I remember when I worked for a weight loss company.
And addicted.
And it's total addiction. This lady, I'll never forget when I was in the weight loss industry and I was super, super fit back then, but I was still eating like crap. I was just younger, so I wrote it off.
We could tolerate it back then.
Yeah, totally. So that was the only difference. But I remember getting in an argument with this lady because she was telling me that she was a nurse and she was telling me that ketosis was not healthy. And I was like,
she's right. It cannot be healthy.
It cannot be healthy. But she was confusing ketosis and ketoacidosis. And she was confusing the two. And I'm like, listen.
They're different.
They're different. Ketosis, obviously, you shouldn't stay in ketosis forever. It's a state of the body. It's not meant to be.
Correct.
But she was arguing with me. And when I was asking her what her eating habits were, she eats a Snickers and a Diet Coke every day. And I'm like, wait a second. You're telling me that you don't want to eat fruits, vegetables, and protein, but you're going to consume Diet Coke, which can like clear battery acid off your car. And like, where's the thought process behind it? There is none.
There is none when you're addicted like that, or you have to make stuff up to handle the truth. Like a Jack Nicholson moment. You can't handle the truth.
Them true.
People don't want to hear it. The people that do, great. And the people that need a little coaching and love, I'm here for you. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. And if you're having weirdo symptoms or even just digestive dramas and all kinds of stuff, things that go bump in the night that you don't want to deal with, or just know once your body has a check engine light on, guys, it's already, once a symptom is showing you there's a problem, you're showing with a symptom, it's already like time to do something. When the body shows you something's out of balance, right? You have to get the body back into balance. The key is the balance. How do we do that again? Digest an anti-inflammatory diet, absorb the nutrients, get rid of the waste, take care of your emotional health in whatever way you do it. Even just the act of doing something good for yourself or doing something good for others every day, hug a dog, rescue an animal, to name this right up our alley, but doing something to give yourself joy and give yourself some motivation that there is help and hope out there. You can't just be drowning in your misery, and you can't be just scared of doing a little bit of work because your body's relying on it, right? Your body's relying on you to make good decisions and to find the joy in your everyday life. I have everywhere people come to me from, I don't cook to my husband's a great cook or whatever it is. And we find a way to roll out what you can eat, whether you're on the road, whether you're in your kitchen, whether you're traveling, whether you're going to camping for a week or whatever. We find the way to roll out what you need to eat so that you can have safe food, plenty of options that taste great and are to-go foods if you don't want to cook. In fact, I just started a meal service about a month and a half ago, and I'm loving it. It's called, what's it called? Modify Health, M-O-D-I-F-Y-H-E-A-L-T-H. My husband and I call them space meals. They come like vacuum packed, but they're delicious. And they have
I haven't heard of that one.
18 to 20 gluten-free meals. Tonight is going to be maple glazed chicken with roasted rosemary potatoes and green beans. Like perfect.
So good. And they're freezer packed. So they come right through your door.
They're cooked and then flash frozen. And then they get delivered at refrigerator and above temperature. So they're ready to go. You can refreeze them, but the foods are great. Their prices are great. You can get a dish from $8.95 up to a salmon dish for $12.95. For a salmon dish, that's pretty good. So again, there's ways to roll it out if you're not a cook. I am not a cook, guys. So Modify Health, I definitely, if I can get something, I open the refrigerator and like, what's for dinner? Oh, like we'll say it like salmon or chicken or whatever.
If it can't be made in the crock pot, the air fryer or the rice cooker, I don't really know. I use my oven as storage.
I do too. But the funniest thing is at least you're using those three things. I have like for me. I can scramble an egg and boil some gluten-free pasta. How much gluten-free pasta can you eat? We rarely eat that, maybe once a month at that.
I'm going to make that tonight, and MacGyver's not going to like it, but I don't really care because he's going to eat it.
He needs to get a spanking.
Exactly.
Tell him he's on my list for a spanko.
He's going to have to because if he wants me to cook, then that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just super proud of you. Are the A-plus client. Again, I'm sorry that you had to go through the health scare that you did in order to come out on the other side. But look at you shine. You're feeling great. I didn't know that changing the diet was going to be the answer for you. I had an idea. I've been doing this long enough that I have seen the results of what gluten can do for the wrong person. And this is not to say that everybody has a sensitivity to gluten. This is to say that the people that are having symptoms, look at that first and see if there's a way to lighten the load. And if you guys need help, you can find me again at thetummywhisperer.com. And download these podcasts. There's a lot of great information in here for you. I know we're putting these podcasts on my website as well at thetummywhisperer.com. And I'm happy to answer questions about anything. And if I can help you, happy to have you guys go through my process. And if you have a really severe case, and I know it's something that needs a more skilled set of eyes, I have wonderful colleagues who work very specifically with detoxification pathway blockages that are causing digestive issues. So I'll be able to know in our conversation if you need to start there or be circled into the crew over there. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful day here. Janine, again, A-plus, I'm super proud of you. I'm just glad that you're feeling good. You look great. You've got your skin looks good. Good. You've got your dark circles are going away.
They're starting to go away.
And that's another thing we forgot to mention on the urine test. We saw that kidney function. And if you guys have dark circles, your kidney's having a hard time cleaning and filtering the blood from undigested food particles. It's just the kidneys just cannot filter and concentrate the urine. And that's how we get dark circles. So Janine's going to throw out her clinic concealer soon enough. But you're looking great, Mama. I'm super proud of you, super happy for you, and can't wait to talk more about this with anyone who wants to listen. So you guys stay healthy, chew your food, drink your water in between meals, and we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. And don't forget to download and share, and wherever you guys are watching and downloading your podcast from, Apple, Spotify. All right, guys, take care.